Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
This is Rob.
And this is Jay Hump.
And today we are talking about the 0-2 teams in the NFL after week 2 of the 2023 season. They're not dead yet. Well, not all of them. Most of them are.
And of course, it's 2 weeks in and there's a ton of injuries in fantasy. So we're going to go into our fantasy mulligan. If you could redraft, who would you pick in the top five?
And we're doing an all-in. We're talking about our best bets of the week. If you had $100, where would you bet it? How much would you wager? We'll get into that at the very end. But first, let's talk about some of these 0-2 teams. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams that have
nine already.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with this. How long before there's only one undefeated or winless team?
Only one winless team?
Yeah, how many weeks is it going to take for all of these teams to get a win?
I think week 13, the Bears play the Cardinals. I think that's
what you think. You think the Cardinals get their first win or the Bears?
One of them. One of them in week 13 when they play each other.
Oh, so you think one of them's, or at least one of them's going into that game winless?
Oh,
maybe,
man.
Both. Man. I don't know about that.
I don't actually think that. Well, you know what? Let me look at that Bears schedule real quick. They have been brutally bad. And they got the Chiefs up next. You know, they do have a couple that I see winnable. I don't think they're that dead, but
I don't think there's going to be a long losing team this year. I think that these will clear up pretty quick.
You know, the Cardinals, so to correct what I said earlier, I think it's like week 15. It's Christmas Eve is when these teams play each other.
Oh, yeah. So the 14th game, but like week 15 probably or something.
Yeah. The Rams, I can see the Rams losing one. We'll see. To the Cardinals. Their schedule is a little bit tougher, though. Oh, man. I think they might. They have surprised me. They've been better than I expected. But, oof.
I don't know, man. They kind of give that 2021 vibe a little bit. I mean, they don't have Cooper Kupp, so that's unfortunate. But I mean,
I'm talking about the Cardinals.
Oh, no. Yeah, the Cardinals are better than I thought they'd be, but
they've been competitive in both games so far. Like, they've been winning both of them until the end. But this team was built to fail.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're the tank mode. Yeah.
I absolutely think we could get close to the end of the season before they see a win. But I guess.
I think they sneak one in.
To say the least, I don't have the Cardinals or the Bears in my teams that might make the playoffs.
Are they your lowest two on this list?
Absolutely.
They're not my lowest two.
Oh, you got the Texans or the Panthers in there?
Nope, yeah.
Yep.
So the bottom four, yeah, the Panthers, Bears, Texans, Cardinals. But my bottom two for sure is still the Texans and Cardinals. I mean, you can't lose to the Colts after you knock out their quarterback, like in the first quarter. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, the Colts aren't good.
Right? Yeah.
And you still lost to them.
They're so one.
I don't know. Like, what game do they win? So, I don't know.
I feel like you're shortchanging Gardner Minshew here a little bit.
Maybe. That may be true, actually.
That Minshew, like, energy.
Did they quarterback after they injured Richardson? Is that what you're saying?
He just went God mode. Or it's some people say Minshew mode.
Yeah. That could be fair. But, yeah, I have less faith in the Texans than I do the Bears. The Bears, I feel like, could turn it around some, but we'll see.
We'll see. So they just lost their defensive coordinator today.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That doesn't help. But, I mean, not like he was doing that good of a job anyway.
It might help. It might. So, of these 0-2 teams, we've obviously
talked about the bottom four.
The Texans, Cardinals, Bears, and Panthers. We don't have any faith in them. Of these remaining five, which of these could possibly make the playoffs, do you think?
Well, one of them has already done it. So, since we went to a 7-team playoff, which was like 3 years ago, so small sample size, I think like maybe 20 teams or something like that has gone 0-2, and one team has made the playoffs, and that was the Bengals last year.
That's
so I think that they have experience in this department. And Joe Burrow has definitely been hurt these first few weeks. And you can tell because he's been awful.
Well,
and so
he's hurt again now.
Yeah. I think maybe they just throw in the towel for a week. Mm-hmm. And maybe they just rest him. And then eventually they even start 0-3 and they get it together. But the Bengals are definitely my number one of this list that can make the playoffs still.
You know, history says they'll get it together. I'm not that convinced, given all their struggles so far. And I know they've done this before, but it seems more real this time, especially with Burrow being re-injured. The defense is a lot worse than it has been in the past. However, this AFC is just brutalized. You know, we've basically lost the Jets and Browns at this point. Not like they were powerhouses to begin with, but somebody has to get in.
It certainly seems that people were picking to make the playoffs, so.
Yeah, definitely a lot of people.
Fringe wildcard teams for sure. That was going to be a competing spot. So.
Yeah. I don't have any faith in this AFC South to put two teams in the playoffs.
No, absolutely not.
The AFC West is looking rough. I think they'll squeak in there. I still have faith the Bengals are going to find a way. And this, maybe I'm a little biased for my next one, but I know you're going to hate it.
I already know where you're going.
Who is it?
Oh, the Patriots, of course.
No. Well, of course I'm biased there.
Yeah.
I was going
to
say.
You're about to bias the Vikings?
I am going to bias the Vikings.
Oh, God.
And that's why I knew you'd hate it as a Saints fan. I they've lost games by one score. I guess so have the Patriots so far. Something feels like it'll start clicking on the Vikings, though. I know they're struggling with that offensive line right now. But man, this offense, the defense is what really surprises me. They're a lot better than I expected from the preseason, Minnesota defense. And, you know, you got Justin Jefferson out there, and now they have Cam Akers, which I have no faith in that.
Well, this is the thing about the Vikings. They went 11-0 last year in one score games, which is insane. It's absolutely insane.
Yep.
And now they're 0-2 already. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go 0-11, but it's definitely going to even out more. And they're definitely going to have more losses than wins in the one score game column. And they only blew out, two teams last year? So, and when I say blow out, I mean win by more than one score. So it's how many teams can they actually beat by more than one score to make it above the 500, column? So what are they going to go? 9-8, maybe 8-9 is what I'm looking at for them. So I don't know.
Well, and they've got a pretty manageable schedule for a team that won the division last year. They're up against the Cardinals next, the Panthers, both teams that seem to be struggling mightily so far. They've got the Bears twice coming up, Broncos, Saints,
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. We'll see. But my number two and three team, I think you're going to hate one of these. But I got the Chargers the next best, and that's only because their division is very easy right now, right? The Chiefs do not look like the Chiefs. Oakland is tied for first in that division. And then obviously they're against the other team that I have, which is the Broncos. So similar reasons, they're both in this AFC West division that doesn't look as crazy as we thought it would be. And the Broncos have had fourth quarter leads in both games that they've been in and just choked them away. So it's not like they're just awful, but I know you just hate the Broncos anyway.
I do.
That would be my Vikings to you, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair. And it's very fair as a Vikings versus Saints fan. The Broncos versus Patriots have been a heel in our thorn. When you say that Oakland is tied for first, are they tied with Las Vegas?
Okay, I'm still getting used to it. I should just start calling all teams by their, whatever.
City name.
Yeah.
Current city name.
that would help too.
So you got the Bengals 1, Chargers 2, Broncos 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no faith in the Patriots. No faith in Big Bill Belichick.
The problem with the Patriots is they're in a division with Buffalo and Miami, who probably sweep them this year. So that's already four more losses. Well, was it three more losses?
Yeah. But they get the best place.
Yeah, but the Jets are still a good team. They only lost Aaron Rodgers, which, yeah, it's a huge blow or whatever. But it's not like they were bad last year. They were still like 9-8 last year. So
they're essentially the same team they were last year now.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not like the Patriots are going to just blow them out. Like, the Jets beat them by basically not scoring last year. Didn't they just get like a punt return and they won like 10-3 or something like that?
The Patriots beat them.
Oh, that's right. It was something crazy. I don't know, anyway.
I think it's been 13 games Patriots have won against the Jets in a row. So, it's a big one.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah. This coming week is a big one because this is Patriots versus Jets. Yeah. Got to win this one. Cool. So, let's shift on over. Okay, so, yeah, you're thinking... Yeah, just to recap, you got the Bengals, Chargers, Broncos as your three teams that you think might still make the playoffs.
I think those are the best chance, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty much writing off the other six.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I'll go Bengals. I'll go Vikings. And I'm going Mr. Bill Belichick's New England Patriots.
All right. Nice.
Gotta have faith.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about fantasy football. How's your season?
I have a lot of notes. Oh, my season's going terrible.
Mine is in the toilet.
Yeah, it's pretty
bad. Nick Chubb has ruined me. I mean, you know, not his fault.
But that's only because I drafted Jonathan Taylor in every league.
Yeah, that was a weird choice. I saw that. And you knew that he was going to be IR.
Well, our league, I didn't know yet. Because there was still the possibility of him getting traded. And then another league was like right on that cusp, so like it was still like there was like one more day left and there were still rumors that he could get traded, so I ended up drafting him in like the second round. Not great. And then obviously in our third league, it was much later in the draft, like fifth or sixth or something, but
yeah.
If he comes back, I'll be okay, I guess, but
hell yeah. I mean, yeah, if he gets traded to a team that needs a running back.
I mean, there's still a chance that the Colts sign him, but maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you want that.
All right,
Richardson's going to be poaching all of his touchdowns.
Yeah, that might happen. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, he gets hurt in every game, so maybe he stops running so much. I don't know.
Maybe. Best case scenario, I think he goes to, like, the Ravens.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But the same issue, right?
Yeah, I guess Lamar's poaching them all.
All right, so let's go through this. Top five picks. How many do you think?
To explain this, the Mulligan. After 2 weeks, we're doing a fantasy redraft. Who are you taking with the top five picks?
How many do you think actually were in the top five that are no longer in the top five?
I actually would have had Nick Chubb up there. I'm going to remove him from the top five. Let's see. Who else was going real high? Who was the number one guy this year?
No, it's funny because if Saquon Barkley didn't get hurt at the very last play of the Cardinals game, he might be in this top five.
I would absolutely...
I'm actually tempted to change one of my picks into him, but still.
Well, I mean, knowing what you know now, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, no, he's going to be out for at least a week, but probably three.
Yeah.
Number one overall was Justin Jefferson. It was pretty clear over the board.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I went.
Are you talking about my number one pick or like the consensus number one before the season started?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah, he was certainly worthy of that number one pick, I think. But yeah. So let's hear your top five. Who are you picking?
Well, my number one is Justin Jefferson. I'm still picking up number one. Listen, this guy has gotten over 300 yards. He's like the main target at the Vikings. He's got like a ton of receptions. Hasn't gotten a touchdown yet. And he's still putting up like over 19, 20 points a game. with no touchdowns. This guy is due for at least 15 touchdowns this year, so he's still got a ton of points left on the board. Like, he might break 1,700 yards, like, in the easy, probably. Yeah. At least 100 yards a game.
I love it. Yeah.
So I'm still picking Justin Jefferson number one.
Yeah, I get it. The only thing that scares me is that offensive line kind of falling apart in real time. But you know what? It wasn't a problem last week. So, and like, who else are going to throw it to? Alexander Mattison? Like,
yeah. Exactly. There's, yeah.
I mean, they do have the in Addison, Jordan Addison.
Yeah, the rookie, yeah.
Coaching all the touchdowns.
And they have the other guy that was Osborne or whatever, but yeah. No.
Cool. I love it.
Who's your number one? Are we going to go through all five of mine or?
Yeah, I'll talk about my number one.
We should have done five up. Maybe that would have made it more sense.
That would have been a little bit more dramatic. I like it.
But yeah,
we've already gone too far.
Yeah, well, I mean, the dramatic part would be like, who's going to be that fifth person? You know,
and that'll be the thing that's probably different.
Yeah, probably very different.
In a land where we've lost Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb, so many running backs are not performing, and so many are hurt. I had to go running back with my number one.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I think a lot of my list is running backs now.
But. Yeah. And I had to go with who is, in my opinion, the best running back in the league, both for fantasy and their own.
Yeah, no, I think we're on a consensus here.
And his name is Bijan Robinson.
Really? Oh, that's your number, one.
I knew where you were, thought I was going, but that's not where we're going. We're going with Bijan.
Wow. You would pick him number one overall.
You know, and really, it's just about the injury health of the guy you're thinking of.
I don't think he's going to get hurt this year, so.
Hey, hopefully not. You know, knock on wood.
Well, but, I don't have him. Well, I do have him in one league, actually.
You know, Bijan's fresh. He is the only guiding
one. Minus week one. Week one didn't make you nervous?
No. What do you mean?
You got two touchdown snipes from him.
Oh yeah,
he's still like giving up 15 carries to Algier. I mean, I agree. I have Bijan on my list, and I'll talk about him more when I get to him. But
the those got taken away. But again, he's a rookie. He's still getting into it, and he fumbled.
That's why he's not number one for me.
Yeah, I totally get it. But I think that this is the year that Arthur Smith has to cling on to his job. Like, I think he's gone this year if they don't make the playoffs. Yeah,
I don't think he's in the hot seat yet.
I think he is.
I think if he doesn't make the playoffs this year, he is on a very hot seat, but not like I don't think he's like fired.
Like, Tom Brady's gone, the Panthers
are starting 2-0. Like, if he had started like 0-4, then the seat would get hot in the middle of the season. But
don't you think right now, like, I don't think they're gonna fire him mid season, but right now they're 2-0. Like, expectations are up. And if they struggle down the stretch, I think it's going to be the Bijan show.
All right. It's certainly a better person to put his hands in than the quarterback.
Correct. Yes. And that's a big part of it too.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you want to do your number two first, or you want to do mine?
Sure. Yeah, we'll snake it.
We probably have the same.
All right. I'm going with another running back. He's one of the best running backs out there. He's a very good pass catcher. Dalvin Cook. No. Yeah. I'm talking about CMC,
Course. Yeah. The whole reason Nashville even has a chance in our league this year.
Mm-hmm.
Between basically getting my number one and number two pick. I also have Christian McCaffrey, so that's not confusing. But yeah.
So, I really wanted to put him number one, and I just kept debating.
I was close to putting him number one, but I was like, just wide receivers, I think, are just so valued. I think I would still just pick a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And health concerns, like running backs get hurt a lot more than wide receivers do, so I'd rather have like that consistent.
I totally understand that, yeah.
So, but yeah, no, this guy has been dominating on the ground. He has multiple touchdowns so far. I think they're both running touchdowns right now, so he doesn't have any receiving touchdowns. He's only had, I think, 6 catches for like 50 yards. Like, almost all of his production has been on the ground right now, which is crazy because, you know, you think of him as a dual threat front and back, but yeah, like he has there's so much more. He's already had like two games of over 100 yards rushing. Like yeah. It's nuts. So like if he keeps going with that and then you bring the pass catching into it later on, like it's going to be insane.
And I think part of that comes from the 49ers being such a good team so far on both sides of the ball. They're commanding these games. And so at the end of it, you're not going to throw the ball. You just keep running it, run out that clock. Another thing that kind of scares me about Christian McCaffrey down the stretch is if the 49ers do so well, they don't need to use him.
Oh, and then you don't have him for the playoffs? I think that the NFC is competitive enough that in weeks 15 and 16, you're probably still going to need.
Well, to that effect, the 49ers playoff schedule, well, the fantasy playoff schedule for the 49ers, they have the Cardinals, the Rams, and the Commanders. They also have the Ravens in there, so you get one, you know, very competitive team. And the Commanders could surprise us. But between the Rams and the Cardinals, I'm like, oh, man, like, are they even going to be trying at that point? I just think we see some rotation. The 49ers are still going to win the game.
But we're also talking about a fantasy redraft where, like, you want to get to the playoffs in your fantasy leagues. We're not thinking about the end game. Like, if we were redrafting before the playoffs, you're like, okay, I'm a lock in. These are the players I'd pick for my playoff run. Then I think I'm more concerned with their
I'm trying to explain why I went Bijan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have that, like, for sure guy.
Yeah. All right, who you got number three?
Number three, he's probably not on your list, but maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I got Tyreek Hill as I got a wide receiver.
He is my number three.
Is your number three also?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, you picked Tyreek Hill over Justin Jefferson.
I did, and it's the offensive line concern. Yeah.
All right, so basically, Tua and Hill have been killing it this season.
Absolutely.
He had a subpar game, and he still scored like 14 points.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to have a touchdown, right? But I mean, like, when you can get 40-point games out of your wide receiver that just, like, swing, like if you had Tyreek Hill on a Monday night and you're down 40, you're like, I got a shot. Like, if you had that kind of guy, like, yeah, Justin Jefferson might could do that. Like, he might could give you those 30, 40-point games, but he feels more like the consistent 20-point guy. Tyreek Hill could just blow up and just go for 300 yards, three touchdowns, and, like, it's like, it'd be nothing. Like, because he just has that, like, 70-yard touchdown bomb threat at all times. Like, this guy is insane, so... Yeah, I don't think that Tyreek Hill was drafted very late anyway. He's probably still a first-round pick normally. But, yeah, he's definitely going in my top five.
I absolutely agree. And he just played against the toughest game that I think he'll have all season. Like, against the Patriots defense in Foxborough, I think that's his worst game of the season. And like you said, he scored 14 points. So he's got probably Patrick Surtain next week. But then, man, it opens up a lot for him. And just the schedule, there's not a lot of guys who can cover Tyreek Hill. You need two guys to cover him, really.
Yeah, and the interesting thing with Tyreek Hill is, like, they have a really good number two, but they don't have, like, a really good number three, in my opinion. So you have, like, two really good targets that you have to cover both of these guys. So sometimes they're going to be open, just one-on-one, and then, boom, you just take your shot.
I love
it. Like, you can't just, like, mirror over Tyreek Hill because then Waddle kills you.
Exactly.
And so it helps, like, the, you know, the back and forth thing. So,
and, you know, yeah, I talk so much about the offensive line for the Vikings, which is in shambles right now. Hopefully they'll fix it at some point.
But they have a chance to make the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. but the, you know, obviously there's injury risk to CMC. We always have to keep in mind at this point what might happen to Tua. If Tua goes down, I really don't care who's thrown to Tyreek. You know, I think any quarterback you put in there, as long as they get the ball in his hands, he'll make it work. So I'm a big Tyreek fan this year. I mean, what? I'm a big Tyreek fantasy fan this year.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, obviously, I hope the Dolphins don't make the playoffs.
Fair. Well, yeah. Yeah, you need that to happen.
I need that to happen.
Well, my number four, and I'll just go right to that because we had the same number three. But yeah. We'll go back to your earlier number one guy. I had Bijan Robinson as my number four overall player. And for a lot of the similar reasons that you said, so far, he's shared the workload with Algier. Mm-hmm. Especially week one, right? Like week one, he stole two touchdowns and got over 100 yards. And Bijan Robinson still had like an 18-point game or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then week two, you finally see like what Bijan Robinson can do. And yeah. I know I tried to not sell it as much when you were talking about him being number one. But yeah, this guy is going to keep getting more and more carries. Exactly. Algier does not look like a number one back. Like he's not averaging his 5 yards a carry like he was last year. Yeah, this guy is going to start getting 20-25 touches a game, and then he's basically going to be the new Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Where he can actually rush for – he might get 1,800 yards.
I think he'll be the new CMC, really.
Bijan Robinson? No. Yeah,
he's so good at catching.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same, in my opinion. It's not like a shifty catching. It's more like a – I don't know.
Well, I mean, did you see, I sent you something today, or sent something to that group today of him just like juking these guys last week? It was amazing. That's not Derrick Henry moves. Derrick Henry just boulders over you.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. But just that potential of like just, I don't know, carrying the rock like 20 plus times. Like that's not a thing anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The fantasy potential. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got Justin Jefferson at number two. Or, sorry, number four.
Okay, he made the list. Woo.
Oh, absolutely.
So our top four is the same.
And you know, yeah, we just swapped our our first.
Our one and four are actually. Yeah.
And you know what it was? It was just I felt like I had to really put the weight on the running backs, given how many have. And how many have gotten injured. So yeah, Tyreek and Justin Jefferson back to back. They're both great running. Or they're both great wide. Wow. Great wide receivers. Yeah. my biggest, really the only reason he's this low is the health of the Vikings offensive line. And, you know, I would have rated him higher preseason, just thinking that their defense was going to be hot garbage, but it has been awesome. And that's another reason that I'm like, oh man, maybe I rate him down a little bit. Maybe they don't need to be throwing the ball as much at the end of games.
Yeah, so that's
my only big concern there. But no, obviously top four.
All right. Who wants to do number five first? Mine's more spicy, but maybe not.
All right. I don't think you got this guy.
I don't think so. He might be in my honorable mentions.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't do honorable mentions. I should have.
Only have two.
So he didn't play week one, but you already know who it is. I got to go Travis Kelce.
I wanted to put him, but he didn't have that good of a week this week anyway that really would sway me.
Yeah. I mean, he had a touchdown.
He had 10 points. I know because he is in my league. All right, I have him. I drafted him number three overall over Christian McCaffrey.
He is the only guy that Patrick Mahomes can trust to catch the ball at this point.
Oh, absolutely! And but
they're gonna need somebody to catch that ball, right? So, what a difference maker though he is! Like he is the number one target on his team. Mark Andrews used to be that for the Ravens, and maybe he will be again. Maybe I'm being foolish here, but you know that tight end spot is so difficult to get somebody at, and if I'm number five in a fantasy pick and my other four guys are gone, I still struggle if I'm going to go for tight end first round, but I think I might for him.
Yeah, I'm trying that strategy. It's not going great.
Yeah.
I would love to redraft and not do that. But, I mean, the thing is, like, you still have other value in, like, TJ Hockenson and Mark Andrews and... I mean, Waller's been okay. Like Evan Ingram has been okay. Like they've not been so bad this year like they have in previous years, or like Travis Kelce's going to score like 150, 200 fantasy points above them. I don't think that's going to happen again. But
Well, so, and that's the strategy I took, is I've got TJ Hockenson, I got Mark Andrews.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
George Kittle. I've got like most of them in both leagues.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that second tier of tight ends is like not as bad as it used to be, it feels like.
But. Oh, it's, I mean, value-wise, it's amazing thus far. But I'm just looking at what's happening on the Chiefs. And I'm like, man, these receivers are awful. So I have to imagine it's just going to be like line drive throws to Travis Kelce as much as Mahomes can do in these tougher games. Because who did they play last week? Do you remember?
Who? The Chiefs played
Jaguars, right? Yeah. And they struggled as an offense.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they're still trying to massage Travis Kelce back in.
Yeah, I think that's true. He did drop a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And they ended up having to kick a field goal, which is unlucky for me because I needed that. My number five is I'm going back to the running back, and I mentioned him when I talked about number four, but Derrick Henry. I'm putting him back in there. And I know you hate this because week one, he looked like he should not be a second round pick because they looked like they were giving the rock to the other Tennessee back. A ton. And then I think they figured it out. Yeah, he still scored 12 points. I think they figured out what was going on, and then they gave him the rock 25 times last week against the Chargers. He scored a touchdown, and he got, 18, 19 points. And he catches the ball now some. And there was really no other playmaker in Tennessee on offense. So if they want to win games, they need to give Derrick Henry the ball.
What? Are you kidding me? DeAndre Hopkins?
Are you kidding me? This guy is done.
No, what? Why do you think he's done?
Because he has Ryan Tannehill throwing him the ball.
Well, are you worried about his age?
Who?
DeAndre Hopkins?
No, not really. I mean, he's 31, right? That's not too crazy, but he didn't look good against New Orleans. I'll give you that. But, I mean, he was being shadowed by Marshawn Lattimore, so what do you want?
Yeah. He's only 2 years older than Derrick Henry. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but Derrick Henry is – I'm still picking him five just because I know he's the running back version of Justin Jefferson.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I get it. I just worry that they're going to be in situations a lot where they can't run the ball because they're behind.
Maybe, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think they have the ability to win if they're behind. So even if they get behind, they just got to hope that they can score fast by running the ball. I don't know. Their only way to win is going to be giving the ball to Derrick Henry and having him run over people. And hope that that's enough. So my number five.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a fire bet that Travis Kelce scores more fantasy points this year than Derrick Henry, even though Travis Kelce has missed a game already. Are you looking up their current scores?
No, I'm thinking.
I actually don't know where their current scores are, but we'll get the producer on that.
Yeah. Honestly, I wish I knew how many points they both scored last year, because I feel like that was a pretty even, they were both good last year. How many more points Kelce got over Henry? I would say it's pretty close, though. I'll take it.
All right. Woo. All right. So, we want to move into our last segment.
Well, I will say these are my two honorable mentions, and I'll just hit on them really fast because they are solid, and they are crazy because no one expected them to go in the first five rounds. That would be Mike Evans. I think he has a strong case for being at least a first-round pick.
I like it.
I mean, the other wide receivers around there would be Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, the ones we already listed. I mean, you still probably pick Ja'Marr Chase. But still, Mike Evans has been insane so far this year, and he had Baker Mayfield. So, yeah, I don't know. Mike Evans just always throws up 1,200-yard seasons and 10 touchdowns. So, good for him.
The man's amazing. Yeah, it's crazy.
And the other guy is basically the replacement of Cooper Kupp, which is this guy no one's ever heard of, Puka Nacua. This guy is insane. If you knew what was happening, you probably just pick him instead of Cooper Kupp at this point. He's the handcuff to Cooper Kupp. I don't know. This guy has been nuts. He's the second highest wide receiver score right now, I think.
Yeah.
Behind Tyreek Hill.
He just broke a record.
Yeah, the rookie record for most catches in the first two games.
Isn't that crazy? But he broke it by, like, a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 25 is crazy in your first two games.
Man.
But there's also an offense that's, like, you're going to catch the ball a lot in that offense. Like, they don't do deep shots down the field. It's, like, 10 yards here, 10 yards there, 10 yards here, 10 yards there. Like, here's a 5-yard pass, 6-yard, you know. Like, you're catching the ball, like, maybe 8-9 yard average, it feels like.
Yeah. So. Oh, man. I'm loving it. Man, it's crazy. To give you a little background on the Derrick Henry versus Travis Kelce. Derrick Henry currently has 29.9 fantasy points.
Oh, yeah. And Kelce has, like,
10.6. So you got a good lead.
Right, but yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think that'll be close. I think Kelce might get ahead, but we'll see. If Derrick Henry gets hurt, it's definitely over. But
oh well, yeah. I mean, if either of them get hurt, right? Yeah. my guy's already been hurt. Okay, so let's move on to our last segment. All in. This is the best bet of the week. If you had $100 in your pocket, you're in Vegas. You're like, I'm feeling lucky. What would you bet on this week, and how much would you wager?
All right, like, so
how confident are you?
So I only bet on the spread. I don't like doing parlays or over-unders or money lines or anything like that. So I have 6 games that I marked for this week.
Ooh. All right.
I have 2 that are, like, my for sure. Like, those would be the ones I bet. But these are the ones that I feel pretty good about, these 6 lines. So I got the Lions -3 versus Atlanta. I wrote the Titans +3.5, and this is on, like, the DraftKings, whatever, sportsbook.
Let's unravel that. So you got the Lions against Atlanta. They get -3?
Yeah, Lions -3, yeah. And they're at home. The Lions are at home, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, man. You're not worried about the Bijan Robinson hype train?
Nah. I think the difference with this is, like, Atlanta can actually score, whereas the other teams that Atlanta's played so far is not, like, a high-scoring offense.
Yeah.
Like, Green Bay was pretty iffy. So, like, if Atlanta has to, like, get in a shootout, I'm not seeing Ritter. I mean, they have the same problem Tennessee has, right? Where, like, how do you come back if you get behind in that game? Like, if the Lions get up, like, a touchdown or two, like, you start to struggle there. So
yeah, I feel you. Okay.
All right, my second game would be Titans +3.5 versus the Browns. I mean, you don't have Chubb anymore. Watts has turned the ball over like crazy. I'll take
the Titans have been surprisingly.
They had 2 games where they won by, like, or they lost by a point and they won by, like, a point or something like that. So
yeah. All right.
My next game, I have the Chargers -1 versus the Vikings. I just have faith in the Chargers reason we talked about the 0-2 teams.
Yeah. I looked at that game and I was like, man, this is such a coin flip. Like,
So I just feel like the Chargers turned that one around. My next one's a spicy one, though, and you are probably on the other side of this one. Ooh. But I have the Panthers +6 versus the Seahawks.
Oh, wow.
I think the Panthers have been playing tough. I respect what they did against the Saints. I think that game got away from them a little bit against the Falcons. Like, they had that one turnover and they just kind of unraveled on them. I think they're a little bit better team than they are showing on paper. Or, like, yeah. So, and I think the Seahawks might not be great. 6 is probably a reasonable number, so it's nothing like a crazy bet. I don't know. Bryce Young, I think, figures it out eventually. He's kind of good. As long as he doesn't turn the ball over, like, again, so.
I am on the other side of that. You're right. Yeah. I definitely think the Seahawks win this one by a touchdown or more.
Yeah.
Where is it played at?
I'm pretty sure it's in Seattle.
Yeah. Let's check real quick. Panthers. It is in Seattle.
Yeah.
Definitely think they win by a touchdown or more. And I would be as bold as to put a fire bet on it.
Oh, no, I'm not that bold. This is just the ones I marked to, yeah. The last two, the Eagles minus 4.5 against the Bucks. I think the Bucks have been playing above their competition.
Yeah.
And I think the Eagles are about to stomp somebody. So, yeah. That so game would not be close.
What was that spread?
Minus 4.5.
Wow. I'm surprised it's that close.
Yeah. So, and then my last game is the Steelers plus 2.5 against the Raiders. I think the Steelers figure their offense out, and they can actually start running the ball. And I don't think the Raiders' defense is very good, so this is a perfect time for them to figure it out. So,
ooh, all right. So if the Eagles beat the if the Buccaneers beat the Eagles, do we have to start taking the Buccaneers seriously?
Oh yeah, are you kidding me? The Bucs beat the Eagles. Yeah, I mean, so far they beat 2-0-2 teams. So.
Yeah. Well, they're 0-2 because they got beat by the Bucks.
Yeah, that's fair.
Man, yeah, that would be wild. Cool. I like it. So I went on a parlay.
Of course.
Yeah, you knew I would. I love the parlay.
I knew you did. But did you do like the get points? Are you adding points to the spread? Or
I'm actually – so I'm doing money line across the board.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I've got I'm going to put $50 on a four-leg parlay with all money line, and it comes out to like plus 110. So it's not like it's about like an even payout.
And how many teams are in this parlay?
I got four.
Four.
And what I'm doing is I'm picking out these teams that are just hot garbage, and they're all against the best teams in the league this week.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
I can name a couple here. Let's see. You picked Miami. Baltimore,
Miami over the Broncos.
Yeah. And Kansas City.
Kansas City over the Bears.
You picked Baltimore over the Colts.
No, I didn't pick that one. You know, Baltimore's been like, I think they're a great team, but I think they're still trying to figure things out a bit.
Okay.
And the Colts are such a wild card right now. Like, not a wild card team, but just like, what are they?
Oh, so you picked Seattle over?
No, Carolina. I didn't. No, I didn't actually.
Of the four? Wow, no. Where are the other two? I mean, I could go through here and figure it out. Yeah, probably New England over the Jets.
I do think New England would win this game, but that's not. That's too close to call.
Oh,
I got
over the Cardinals.
I got the Cowboys over the Cardinals. That's easy. Easy money. Chiefs over the Bears, Dolphins over the Broncos. And the 49ers over the Saquon-less Giants.
That's a Thursday night one. I didn't see that one yet.
Oh, that's going to be a beautiful, easy
one. Oh, yeah, yeah. That seems like a lock. That seems pretty good.
I feel so good. Okay. I feel like I want to do 100 on this, like, but I don't want to throw the whole dollar amount there. But I feel so good that I'm like, yeah, this one feels so solid. All of these are like, man, what a crazy upset they would be if any of these teams lost. I mean, if the Chiefs lose to the Bears, like, you might as well just trade Patrick Mahomes to them.
Swap.
Fun story about the Bears. You know that Mitchell Trubisky has a better, like, stat line for everything, basically, than Justin Fields does?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
At this point in their career with the Bears?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that.
Bears, man.
Justin Fields
Bears, what are you doing?
Terrible passing. But also, Justin Fields has probably ran for like 500 more yards than Minshew has.
Mitchell Trubisky. That accounts for rushing touchdowns as well.
What?
Yeah.
So Trubisky has more rushing touchdowns, but not more rushing yards, though.
Yeah, let's see. I won't take up time to look it up right now. But yeah, there's some crazy stats out there that show that Mitchell Trubisky was actually better for them. He's only bad when you bet on the Bears.
Yeah, fair.
Well, cool. So, any other things you're looking forward to this week, football wise? Who do your Saints play?
We played the Packers in Green Bay.
Wow.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I think Jordan Love's hype train is done. I think Atlanta put him in his place, and
it's got to hurt his confidence a little bit, right?
Exactly. So, but honestly, I could see us dropping this game. But I still feel like Derek Carr is figuring out the offense. Like, we're starting to get a little better. Like, Alave, Thomas, they haven't really caught a touchdown pass yet, so they're due for one. We don't have any running backs right now, so that's not great. But I believe in Taysom Hill too. But I don't know. we'll see. Our defense has gotten 10 straight games with holding their opponent under 20 points, which is
I saw that. And how about the Shahid kid?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's. I picked him up in one of our leagues, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, he's insane. I wish that we passed a thing that said, like, return yards give you points because I would be starting him. But he's, like, the only kick returner who's, like, running it out of the end zone.
Yeah, he's amazing. Crazy. I'm loving him.
No, he's been pretty fun. So I mean, fun he fumbled against the Titans, but thank God that didn't burn us.
Yeah. That is
what about you? What do we got on the slate?
Oh, we got the Jets. Yeah. It's a Jet slaughter week. Can't lose this one. We could lose the rest of the, well, almost all the other games. Just got to beat the Jets twice.
Yeah, fair. It's like your Super Bowl.
It is. It really is. I think we'll figure some things out. Like, the offense has been much improved for the Patriots this year. Defense is solid, as always. We've really held the Eagles down week one. Then again, I forget, who did they play last week? The Vikings? The Vikings kind of also held the Eagles down, which made me just think, oh, maybe the Vikings are a good defense.
Oh, weren't the Eagles, like, kind of beating the Vikings pretty bad, and then they kind of came back at the end?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles are up 27-7.
But I think two of those, they had, like, four turnovers, the Vikings offense. It was bad. I think at least one or two of those touchdowns were defense So, like, it seemed like the offense wasn't all there both week one and week two. I'm a little like, what's going on with the Eagles? But I'm not panicking or anything if I'm an Eagles fan. NFC, you know, it's still, I feel like it's still kind of easy to get into the playoffs in the NFC. And man, maybe it's easy now in the AFC. I don't know. Everything's changing.
Do you have a game of the week?
Oh, game of the week.
You really want to watch. I'm looking at the slate, and honestly,
I think that Chargers Vikings game is going to be fire.
Yeah, I think Chargers Vikings and maybe like Atlanta Detroit would be interesting.
I noticed
that there's another doubleheader Monday night, which is crazy.
Let's do it every week.
Yeah.
Because if one game sucks,
the poor Sunday ticket people are really getting screwed on this deal. They're like losing a whole game.
Right, yeah.
Every week.
I think Vikings Chargers looks like the game to watch.
It's crazy it's a 1 o'clock game.
I know, right?
It's early in the season. It's 2-0-2 teams, but.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it so fun, though. Yeah. And they're both like just pass heavy offenses because, you know, you got no Eckler. You got no
whoever the Vikings
quarterback is. Yeah, he's out. It sounds like he's going to be out this week again. Oof. You know, the Colts-Ravens sounds interesting. Like, what's going to happen? Like, I don't know. Like, both of these teams are kind of like question marks to me right now.
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't even predict how this game will end. It could be like a 3-6 game, or it could be a, you know, 40-36 game.
I think the Oakland-Pittsburgh game will be fun to watch.
And then, especially if the Las Vegas Raiders appear as well.
Oakland, Pittsburgh, I'm looking at this. And all of the teams, the highest ticket price is like 160 for... Oh, I keep saying Oakland. Oh, my God. Whatever. That's their fault for leaving, okay? That's their own fault. They're branded at this point. But yeah, Las Vegas. Their ticket price is $370. Man, Vegas is crazy.
It's ridiculous.
That's to get in.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
It's nuts. Gee, I guess we're not going to go to any Vegas games.
I know. My dad wants to go to one. It's like, oh, my God, this is the most expensive game to go to.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I have a theory that the casinos buy up all the tickets and then they give them to the high rollers.
There's a ticket in the 400 section for $20,966.
I am kind of interested in the Cowboys Cardinals game. I don't want to see this massacre happen. Yes. So until next time,
this is Jay Hump
and this is Rob. Thanks for listening to Definitely Something About Football.